This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas & Sons. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. And Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show. Jeremy's back. We got all the seats filled. We're going to start it off. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show. Packed show, so let's light it. Light the candle there, Sarah. Sarah Andreas, Robert Andreas. That's not your last name anymore, is it?
No, it is. I kept it.
You kept your name.
I did. I'm a modern
You won that
woman.
Battle.
My husband was very supportive.
That's so cool.
Something tells me there was no battle.
I'm just like, valid. She's like 5'2 and full of feist.
You want this?
Yeah. That's what you get. You get my last name, and that's it. Did he take your last name?
No. My daughter has both of our last names.
Hyphenated?
So we're the Andreas Turco household.
Okay. Got it.
My money?
I can't. Your money? Got it.
By the time her daughter's 3 and a half, is 5 years old. This Turco guy will have a last name of Andreas.
It might happen. He might
if he
it.
Knows what's good for him.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just telling him there's a lot
what's
of people.
Sarah, what's his first name?
Mike.
Is Mike listening right now?
No, he's coaching a baseball game.
So we could talk crap about
Totally.
Fine.
Yeah.
No worries.
Mike, you got this.
There's a bunch of guys in Cicero. I'm just telling you.
Lining up.
I love my husband.
That will make him change his last name.
Sure.
Starting with a guy 5'2", about 250 pounds, Byron Andreas.
Sure, in the booth.
In the booth, waving. Yeah, exactly. I'm first in line. Don't worry about it. Hey, what are we talking about, Sarah?
So today we're going to talk about how a concrete parking lot could save your commercial or industrial facility money over the long term, opposed to asphalt.
Okay, phone number.
708-863-5735, or you could find us on the web, AndreasConstruction.com.
Navy man Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. Are you up? Total knee replacement, gnarly scar.
You saw it?
I shoved it in my face at breakfast. He's like, "Yeah, look at this." I'm like,
"Can't wait!"
Right before you
got your breakfast.
Is that why you took most of your food with you?
To go.
10-inch slash down the center of his knee. I appreciate that.
Pleasure's mine.
It helps me with my weight control and my appetite suppression.
The more I'm on the radio, the thinner you'll get.
It's fantastic. You're not on any ladders yet, are you?
Not yet.
How many days can you? Before the doctor will green light you to start climbing with
maybe him. July 2nd. We'll see.
Okay.
Oh, that's around the corner.
Three weeks.
I'm walking around. You know, the first couple shows I came down, I was on crutches, as you saw. Last time I was on, I walked. Today, I got a ride from a sweet gentleman.
Yeah.
Byron.
We have different definitions of the word sweet, but that's fine. What are you talking about today?
Well, not everybody that has a leak or an issue with their roof needs a new roof. So repairs are there. There's a lot of companies out there that don't even bother.
Well, a lot. I mean, really, yeah.
Phone number if our listeners want more information.
773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, my wife's personal plumber, Dan, came out yesterday.
Sure. And marriage counselor or just plumber?
No, it was a gas problem.
Okay. So marriage counselor. It's a gas problem.
This time.
In your house, it would make sense that it's a gas problem.
All the first responders, police, fire, and the village hall employees, thank you for not allowing me to change the gas line to my Weber grill.
Yeah, you took a shot.
I took a shot.
Yeah, you were on the watch list.
Why do you keep doing this? House repair, honestly, type everything. Yeah.
You know what? This wasn't his fault. This was above his pay grade. He needed a plumber, and luckily we were there.
A screwdriver is above his pay grade.
I wasn't going to go there. He went there.
Oh, yes. Oh.
I'll have Byron talk to him. What was the break.
Yeah, we need to find out the issue.
What was the issue? Piece that I couldn't get out?
You couldn't get out the flare fitting. It was a flare coupling.
Yeah,
flare. Okay. It was Loctited, though. So in his defense,
Loctited,
he would have had to heat it up to get it to come apart.
Sure,
but I didn't want him, you know, with the torch and the gas line, so I didn't tell him to do
torch
that.
And gas line.
You know I had so I had the flare coupling and the Loctite.
I got him.
I just want you to know I had two wrenches.
I had
two wrenches there, and I was going to town on
like
those
a channel lock and a wrench.
I don't know. They were silver, so I had one going one way and one going the other, and I couldn't get this thing off. And I was like, I was going. And Mike's like, well, you're a pretty strong guy. I'm like, stop buttering me up. I'm like, I don't even. He's like, no, I've seen you do push-ups.
You are a pretty strong guy.
I couldn't get it. I could not get it.
And that's what it was? Is that common?
You don't normally see Loctite on, especially on a flare fitting.
And it's.
You know, threaded gas pipe, maybe, but, you know.
How old is that? I mean, 3 years old?
3 years old.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Well, why? Because my gas line was pointing the wrong direction.
Yeah, they put it in. It was facing the wrong direction. So every time you moved your grill. It was tweaking on that line, and eventually it broke.
I had a hairline fracture.
Yeah, when it's your time to talk, I do have a question on the gas line and the disconnect.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, no, I told them we're going to talk about
great.
That.
Great.
Yeah, but I tried.
I tried.
I appreciate it.
You.
Yes.
Kind of.
I'm now certified. I am certified.
On calling center guard.
Hold on. I'm certified in changing oil in both Generac and a Westinghouse power washer. I am certified in changing spark plugs in the Westinghouse, in a Generac power washer. And a special shout out to Bruce Lands for picking up my power washer yesterday and fixing it in under 4 hours.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
I'm like, what was it? Yeah, you know, old carburetor.
Gas.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Are you certified to replace breakers in an electrical box?
I was told not to do that.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Don't do that.
For the sake and safety of everyone in your home and everyone surrounding your home.
Yeah. And you don't have to be DIY David. You don't have to be.
Yeah, no one wants to W that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need that title.
What's W mean?
DIY David.
DIY David.
Yeah. Okay, David. All right, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it. I get an A for effort, Michael. I've tried. It's been 2 weeks. I've bought three gas lines. None of them worked.
Yeah, you went to war, what, two Saturdays or two weekends in a row?
It was 14 days. I was driving myself crazy.
Yeah.
But I have three gas lines, and now I have to send back because they don't fit. Oh, what are we talking about? Enough about me.
We're talking about a couple of different things. We've got a couple water heaters left that we want to get rid of here. I've got 740s at $1,195. I've got 650s at $1,295. That's install included, standard install, and haul away the old one. But the big thing is we're going to run an extremely aggressive camera, your sewer.
Okay.
Normally it's $395. We're going to do it for $245 through the month of July.
Nice.
And you will get a video with that showing you exactly what it looks like if you're going to be buying a home, selling a home, or you just want the peace of mind that you don't have a problem. You cannot beat this offer.
Huge investment. Phone number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
We're gonna jump into a break. We're going to talk about...
whatever we want to talk about. Right. Whatever our listeners have questions on, issues with their house.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The mailbag, sponsored by CenterGuard, coming back after these messages.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag, brought to you by CenterGuard Plumbing. My baby just
wrote me a letter. Mail call!
Mail call!
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Start off the segment, one of my favorite people on the planet, ex-House Speaker Michael Madigan, sentenced to 7.5 years in prison after judge excoriates him for lying on the witness stand. So, handing down 90-month prison term, Blakely said Madigan, this happened yesterday, I don't know if a lot of people might not have heard this, Madigan's crimes represented, quote, abuse of power at the highest level and were aggravated by the fact that Madigan had every advantage in life, including a privileged education and a thriving law practice. He must serve 85% of his sentence. Judge also levied a maximum. Listen to this.
Okay.
You could buy some gas lines with this. $2.5 million fine, saying would have made it higher if the law allowed. So the judge was having none of ex-speaker Michael Madigan.
The max.
Gave him the max. And okay. I will tell you, Michael Madigan stood in the way, blocked every single common sense change to mortgage laws that he slammed down our throats in the early 2000s. I was
led to some pretty terrible things.
Well, it led to the Illinois Anti-Predatory Database, which we don't need.
Yep.
Okay. It legislates against loans that are no longer around. It's like saying legislating and fining Ford for making Pintos that blow up. Okay.
Remember the last Pinto I saw on the road.
Well, because they don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And what do we learn? Exactly. Don't put the gas tank right by the back bumper. Okay.
Sure.
So, I mean, so the law basically legislates against the sale of dinosaur eggs.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we got that going for us.
So we still have that on the books, and everybody that closes a loan has to have all their information in the anti-predatory database, which costs like $160-some.
Okay.
And I fought it. I fought a bunch of his stuff, and everything that we had that was common sense stuff. I'm sorry he's going to jail. He's an old man now, right? But back in the day, this guy, he looked at you the wrong way, and you were done.
Hmm.
Okay. He was the most powerful man. I shook his hand once. It was like meeting Yoda. It was, I swear to God.
Okay.
I mean, I was involved in politics in our industry, trying to do common sense stuff. I said, hey, how about put a minimum credit score on certain things, right? Oh, that's...
Really makes sense.
That's racist. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how's that racist? Well, black people, I swear to God, this is what they told me. Black people have lower credit scores. I'm like, that's racist. I go. That's racist right there.
Yeah.
I can show you just as many white,
everyone,
yellow, green, brown,
all colors,
credit challenge, bust outs. You know, so you're saying that your statement's racist.
Yeah.
I just didn't say anything about, I just said 620 credit scores.
Sure.
You know what happened 3 years later? Hmm. Fannie Freddie came out, had a 620 minimum credit score.
Smart.
No uproar down in Springfield that it was racist.
Of course not. Yeah.
So I'm sorry he's going away. I'm glad the state of Illinois got $2.5 million of his money for whatever they're going to do with it. But that man single-handedly stood in our way to fix a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah. Here are three reasons why you want a home equity line of credit. I'm going to give you three reasons.
Nice.
First reason is I've got Bob. All these listeners' names are Bob. Bob lives in a house up in Rockford. Lost his wife past 5 years and lives in a $400,000 home. Bob has a condo on the beach in Florida. He doesn't want to be on the beach in Florida anymore because he doesn't like the hurricanes coming in, right? Doesn't want to winter in Rockford for obvious reasons. He's got a place, it's cold up in Rockford as it is here in Chicago. He's got a place down in Florida.
Sure.
Bob wants to move inland to get away from the hurricanes and tough time with the getting insurance and buy a home inland on an elevated piece of land in inland Florida. Close but far enough away to the beach, but he's not going to get whacked.
Yep.
Okay. He wanted to know how to do this. I'm like, he's going to do this. He's got that. He's got a pension. He's got RMDs coming. He's got $3 million in the bank. I'm like, all right. He's like, I think I'm going to pay cash. I'm like, that's a bad move. He's like, why? I'm like, because you're 79, almost 80 years old, and cash is king. So long story short, we're going to pull a HELOC out of his home in Rockford. He's going to use that HELOC, $320,000 HELOC, which he will easily qualify for, to put down on the $700,000 home he's going to buy inland in the state of Florida. Then when he sells his condo, right, he wants to buy the house soon because the house, they're very popular.
Yep.
As soon as he sells his condo in Florida, he's going to take the proceeds and pay down
the HELOC.
And then he'll have a HELOC ready to go. So that's reason one.
Okay.
Reason two, I got this email 508 yesterday. My father mentioned your name and encouraged me to reach out, saying you'd be someone that could help, I could turn to for help. I recently lost my job, which has significantly impacted our financial situation. Biggest challenges we're facing is the cost of health insurance, which is currently costing my family of four $1,800 a month.
Hmm.
Due to this loss of income, our debt-to-income ratio is now slightly too high to qualify for a traditional home equity loan. True.
Yeah.
Best time to get a line of credit is when you don't need a line of credit. So the line of credit's there when you never thought you needed, and it's there for an emergency like this situation.
It's almost like you said that for the last 15 years.
Thank you.
Got it.
After assessing our home's equity, however, assessing our home's equity would allow us to consolidate debt, reduce our monthly payments. essentially financial relief as we work to stabilize our situation until I get a new job. Okay? Sound like thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans every day.
Of course.
We are doing everything we can to stay on top of our obligations, but we are reaching a point where we need support. Thank you, Bob. Okay, everybody's Bob today. So I call Bob. Bob's going to try to get a job. I gave him some solutions, and this is why Bob, who's got over $100,000 worth of equity, and he could have accessed $65,000 of that equity to pay off some credit card debt and then help fund his family's living situation until Bob got a new job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's reason number two. Reason number three is you have a daughter who is sleeping in a bomb shelter in Israel and can't get home, and you might have to send a private plane to get her because you don't know when the airports are going to open up. Her daughter, and that daughter's name is Lindsay Hochberg, who's sleeping in a bunker right now in Haifa, Israel.
What?
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I got a daughter in Israel right now. It's great. So she's freaking out. So listen, I might have to send a plane to get my daughter because I can't get her out of Israel as soon as the airspace opens up. They don't know when they're going to open up. Her camp, my other daughter's camp was leaving tomorrow. Just sent an email out. The trip to Israel that the campers were going to go on was canceled because Lufthansa Airlines not flying into Israel until July 31st at the earliest. So here are three different life examples. Okay?
You don't know anyone that's got a private plane? Come on.
This is why we're talking.
Okay. If anybody's got a private plane, I'm willing to pick up Lindsay Hochberg.
If you really love this show or you hate me and you care about my daughter, I'd like to talk to you about it.
Sure.
But in all seriousness, I talk about this all the time. Life happens,
mm-hmm.
right? I got a guy in Rockford who's going to dump like $700,000 in their new home. I'm like, what are you doing? You're almost 80 years old. I got a guy here, Bob, lost his job.
Things could happen?
Things could have $1,800 a month. He's struggling. And I got a daughter sleeping in a bunker with missiles dropping down on her, you know, scared out of her life. You know, parents aren't that doing too well either, but right, we'll get through it. You know, and I'm cracking jokes. I'm like, listen.
What else can you do?
Listen, listen. You know, she's going crazy. I said, listen. You could now check off, I slept in a bunker in Israel during a missile attack off your bucket list. She's like, Dad, that's not funny. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. This portion of the show is sponsored by Senegar Plumbing. Thank you, Michael Epping, for sponsoring that. That segment. Hopefully a lot of our listeners learned something. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Sarah Andreas, with Robert Andreas and Sons. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Wasn't that ironic?
Yeah, that was a good rejoin.
That lead-in from Sarah's dad. He's got it on like 24/7, doesn't he?
He has WGN on speed dial to call in.
That's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how much he wants to be on the... You know, Byron, you could just come into the studio.
No, he can't.
Okay.
No,
like, we're no, on the radio right
now. No, Byron,
now.
That couch is very comfortable.
You
sit
don't
back
need
down.
To call in. We're right here.
Byron, sit back down. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call. It takes a photo line. Special announcement, Sarah.
We actually have a golf special for all of our listeners today. If you call our office, 708-863-5735, today before midnight, and you end up choosing us for your concrete project over $10,000, you will get to golf in a foursome with my father, with yourself, and one friend at any golf course that you want. Go big.
Any?
In the Chicagoland area. That's the fine
print. I was like, wait a second.
That's the fine print.
We're going to Whistling Straits right now.
Any golf course in the Chicagoland area. So all of you golfers, especially my lady golfers, because maybe then I could join that foursome.
Sure.
Woo.
Like it.
I think Scotland's kind of in the Chicago.
It feels like it. It really seems like it.
St. Andrews?
Yeah,
that's fine.
St. Andrews.
It's right around the corner.
It's a suburb of
Chicago.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Totally.
I wouldn't mind Pebble Beach.
Beach is good, too.
But remember, any job over $10,000, and you have to call today to schedule that estimate.
All right. And if you don't want to golf with Byron, that's fine too.
Yeah.
You'll take his place.
Yes. Okay. I'm a okay golfer.
Phone number.
708-863-5735.
What else are we talking about? You want to talk about commercial jobs?
Yes. Commercial and industrial parking lots. So now might be a time when your facility or your business are planning for how you're going to spend your budgeted dollars before the end of the year. If you have an asphalt parking lot and you're doing yearly maintenance, we see a benefit to switching over to concrete, as you would have no maintenance for your facility. And some people are intimidated by the price of concrete over asphalt. Naturally, that is a natural concern. Concrete will be about 20 to 30% more than your asphalt lot, but you remove the price of yearly asphalt maintenance.
Have you done the math? So, for example, our customers, wood deck versus composite deck, mm-hmm. right? So we'll always tell them, if you're going to be in your house for 7 years or more, go with composite.
Right.
Because you're going to have to pay at least twice to get it stained, if not more. And then in that 7 years, you might even have to do some repairs.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right?
Replace depending some on the planks, right?
Yeah, something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So has Andreas and Sons done some kind of math saying, hey, your ROI, especially a facility, if it's a house, I might sell in 7 years, but a facility, I might be there for 30.
Sure.
So do you know roughly what the math might look like is, hey, if you have an asphalt, you're going to have to repair, you're going to have to seal coat, then maybe we're going to have to take a section out. Do
right.
we know?
So what I would encourage facility owners to do is look at your last 5 years and look at
on expenses,
sure. what you have spent, and then project that forward for the next, if you're going to be in that facility for the next 20 years, you can estimate what your maintenance costs are, which is really dependent on the size of the lot.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we're looking at eight stall parking lots, or you're looking at a 100 stall parking lot. And I also want to discuss how you can do this in phases. We work with businesses to do yearly or sometimes every few years to do your parking lot in phases, which might be a little bit more budget friendly. So you can do one section of the lot this year, do the second section the next year, or split it up dependent on your budgeting goals.
And your transitions between asphalt and concrete, you guys take care of that?
Yes.
Like with expansion joints or
right,
something like
right.
that? Okay.
We'll saw cut the asphalt nicely and put a nice expansion joint, and then we'll just be able to pour the concrete against that expansion joint when we come back.
Wow.
Mike?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned ROI. I mean, to me, if you know, you're going to get that, if you spend more money on concrete initially, mm-hmm. I mean, and you commercial or residential, you end up selling it at some point, you're going to get the, it's going to be worth more.
Exactly.
It's a higher value.
To me, it's a selling point.
I do want to highlight a facility that maybe isn't, I'm not calling out commercial and industrial, but churches. Churches. We have done this for churches previously, some in the city of Chicago, because they're looking at the next, not just 20, 30, 50. They're looking at the next 100 years of their church. So I also want to throw that out there for park districts, churches, municipalities.
You're going to guarantee concrete for 100 years?
No, okay. But, you know, I'm thinking about their budgeting and
no,
their forecasting. We're, that might be different than a privately owned business.
Of course.
They're doing major road work in Northbrook right now by where I live, right? They're, you know, re-blacktopping. And it's probably, I've lived there 20-some years. It's probably the third or fourth time that they've done it.
Doesn't
and
last.
I'm just, you know, I'm like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just like, it just, and it's not just Northbrook. I mean, it's like
everywhere.
It's every municipality. I'm like, why don't we spend the money on concrete? Right. And yes, you're going to have to cut some concrete out and you're going to mm-hmm. have to repair some holes and there's going to be things, weather and all that stuff. But we could land 747s with 200 people on it. And I've never seen a runway shut down because of potholes.
Right.
Okay. It drives me crazy.
What about the job security?
I don't care about the job security.
You know, okay? So if we build it to only last 3 to 5 years,
that's
then
the next point.
Then somebody's going to have a job in three to five years.
Well, then guess what?
Okay.
Okay. Go work on something else.
Okay. Got it.
But, but when's
have
the last,
a lemon.
No. When's the last time you had to shut a runway down at O'Hare because there was a pothole and we couldn't drop planes on it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
That's a good point.
I understand, you know, you got a higher density of concrete and they got rebar stronger and, you know, you could drop
as they should
elephants, 100%. But why aren't we building roads that last? Instead of wasting time having people stand in traffic and ruin cars, and
it's a wonderful question.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, I mean, do you think it's just because we're used to it? So, hey, I had an asphalt driveway, so I'm going to get another asphalt driveway. I had an asphalt parking lot, so I'm going to get another asphalt parking lot.
I think that's maybe the residential consumer's mind. I have no idea what our government is doing.
Well, yeah. You know what? That's actually, we're not going to talk politics on this show, but that's a good question mark for everyone.
I passed two commercial sites, one right down the street from me off of Sanders. Sanders and Dundee. Josh's Hot Dogs is there. They're redoing that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, digging up. I passed another one in Northbrook, on the other side of Northbrook. You know, these are privately owned strip malls.
Yes.
Or, you know, that are owned by a consortium of people, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not owned by the government. And they're taking out old blacktop and putting in new blacktop. I'm like, what are you doing? It
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
It shuts down the businesses, access to the businesses. I don't get it.
And when I look at the conversion from asphalt to concrete, I would encourage people, if they're going to do it in phases, to work on the high traffic areas first. Your entrances into your parking lot. If you have high forklift traffic in the back, look at those high traffic areas first to determine if you're going to do this in sections, which section to do first.
Phone number for our listeners.
708-863-5735. Don't forget, any job over 10,000. You can golf anywhere with my dad. Call today.
I like how that's a selling point. With my dad.
Yeah.
Right?
He's
if you
fun.
Knew Byron, he's a good time. He just won't stop talking.
Right. Oh, yeah. If you don't want to have to say, want to golf for like 4 hours, 5 hours, and not have to say a word, golf with Byron, because he will fill up the airtime.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Center Guard Plumbing, Mike Epping from Center Guard Plumbing, after these messages.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Kleppen, I get this text message. I thought it was you. I'm in the shower at WGN. I just ran a half marathon. I respond back, I'm married. Wouldn't be appropriate. But then I look down, and I'm like, it's not Kleppen. It's Sarah Andreas.
Ah, there it is.
How uncomfortable.
The only thing more uncomfortable would be talking about it on the radio station.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
God, do I miss
it. Do you forget sometimes?
My name?
No, that you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or that Joe Brand?
Joe Brand, I like
that. Soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
It's so good.
A soft falling ball.
I can't get enough.
Towards my dominant hand.
And that guy right there is the official broadcaster, radio play-by-play announcer for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
It's awesome. Yep. Way to go, Joe.
We could mark that up in our biography here of launching pads, and we're still schlepping around on
Saturdays.
That's fine. Joe's Major League NHL broadcaster, and we're still
here.
Bailing water.
Yeah, we're just
Saturday,
yeah,
10 to 1.
We're still here.
Yeah. Bring me another bucket. 312-981-7200.
Well, that's why we got a plumber.
312-981-7200. Great segue. Mike Epping, I called. Nobody claimed when we were at the McHenry Home Show.
Yeah, Lake County Home Show.
Lake County Home Show in McHenry.
Yeah.
Nobody claimed.
He keeps saying it's in McHenry. It's McHenry County.
It was Lake County. Yeah, it was Lake County.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. It was Lake County.
About that?
You have no
idea. I don't
know
why you're picking on him. I mean, he's.
Sure.
You know, he's got when we were in the
home show.
He's got a lot going on.
A lot.
When we were in the home show about 2 or 3 months ago,
we were in a town in Illinois.
Up, northern Illinois, close to Wisconsin.
Sure.
Okay. Mike gave away a free water heater. The gentleman that won never responded
to email or phone.
So we picked out a new ticket. I just left Peggy Johansson.
There you go.
I put her phone number. Looks like a 7, but it's a 2. So I just left Peggy an email. So Peggy Johansson or Johansson, I'm going to flick this back to you. Congratulations on winning the water tank from Center Guard Plumbing. Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by the booth and taking the time to fill one out, and congratulations. That's a valuable prize.
Woo.
I have a question for you that we talked about at breakfast, and since you guys blow us off and don't join us at breakfast, you didn't. Thanks, Kevin.
Kev, you know they serve cake at. I know you rushed in here to get cake, and you got a little on your nose, and I get it.
Well, Bob
but
Murdoch.
They serve cake at the breakfast place. If you really wanted cake, you could get cake there.
So. I'm busy in the morning. I know.
Sure. Okay.
Mike?
All right, we'll turn
Mike's
the mic back
the
up.
Boss.
All right,
okay.
It's like eight words. You exceeded your limit by three. So for everybody, there's a beautiful cake out there for Bob Murdoch, who keeps the plate spinning and the balls on fire and keeps everything plugged in here. All right, they got a beautiful cake. So he took a piece for like that would feed a family of seven. This guy over here, and for some reason, he ate it with his nose. Because I walked in. I'm like, hey, what's that white stuff? Usually, there's white stuff underneath your nose. This was on the side of his nose.
Yeah, even know how.
He's like,
I'm working.
Yeah, Bob Murdoch. What did I say? Bob.
It was Bob.
It's Bill Murdoch.
Is it a Fergie?
All right, Bill Ferguson, Bob Ferguson.
Oh, it's Fergie. It's Fergie. Just call him Fergie.
Listen, stop getting specific. I got the Murdoch part, right? And he's been here for 35 years. Let's get back to the cake.
Okay, got it.
This guy,
let's get back to the cake.
This guy, Kevin, starts eating cake with his nose. I've never seen anybody eat cake
he's
gotta with his
smell
nose.
It first. It,
he had the frosting dug into the side.
Sure.
Where if you're putting...
I thought it was like a nose piercing
I thought
plug
it was suntan lotion. When
there
you put
go.
Suntan lotion on your face, it gets stuck with the crevice
sure.
of your nose.
Yeah.
On
cake.
The right. He's got
he's
cake.
He's saving it for later.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Sure.
You know we got forks here. I know times are tough here.
I use the spoon.
Yeah, you didn't do too good of a job.
Yeah.
But for love of God, what type of people are you hiring? Obviously, you didn't pass the eat the cake test.
No, eat the cake
I'm
test.
I'm pleading the fifth on Kevin. I apologize.
All right, go
so
back.
So, yeah, I do have a question on that gas line
go ahead.
Grill. Right?
Go ahead.
So, Dave went through his gas line debacle and everything. And
it wasn't a debacle.
Okay.
It was an effort.
An event. Let's call it a
unsuccessful effort.
Household event. And the recommendation was disconnect your gas line from your grill during the wintertime. Do you have any insight on that? Have
no.
you ever heard that before?
I personally have never heard of that, and I know that a lot of people in this area obviously use their grill
year-round.
In the wintertime.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to use your grill, you know, shut the valve off to it where it's either in the basement or inside the house, or you should have one on the outside of the house, just turn that off. If you're not going to use it, cover it up. But I wouldn't take the gas line apart because now you've got to hook it back up come spring or summer.
Yeah.
And if
okay.
you do something wrong,
yeah,
you know,
messing
now
with
you
your threads,
and you got to call us.
Exactly.
So to me, just leave it all connected. Just turn the valve off.
There you go, Dave.
Got another text from the police and fire chiefs in Northbrook thanking you again for me not trying to connect the gas line and blowing up the entire 4-block radius of my house.
Yes, so, they're all welcome.
Yep. They're all bringing me casserole dishes for that. So, but you also turn my gas line from the east to the west, and that's why my gas line ripped. You want to explain that real quick?
Yeah, basically, whoever put the gas line in for you, new construction, they had it stubbed and turned the wrong way.
Great.
So every time you move that grill out, you're putting pressure right where that flex hose connected to the actual hard pipe coming out of the brick.
Yep.
So every time you did that, you're putting pressure on that. So simple fix, turn it the other way, and it won't happen yeah. anymore.
That could have been something you could have done with one of your many wrenches.
Hell no.
Okay.
Could have, not touching that.
Okay.
You know what's crazy is we actually didn't do the work.
Yeah.
He wasn't there. We had his wife, Elise, actually did the repair.
Of course
she
did.
We just watched her do it.
Of course. Yeah, I believe it.
I'm sure
yeah,
you
just,
did.
Yeah, as a what as an apprentice plumber.
I'm sure you did.
I'm sure you did. We just watched her do
it. Great view. 312-981-7200. I do the same thing. I'm like, hey, Elise, could you pick that up for me? 312-981-7200. I just start throwing things all over the house.
I bet you do.
It's my go-to move. We got water tanks on sale?
Yeah, we continued through until they're gone. I honestly can't believe we got 740s left at $11.95. That blows my mind. And we've got 550s or 650s. I'm not sure. She just texted me. At $12.95, that's going to be 50% cheaper than most of our competition. It'll save you hundreds over a home center. You're getting a better water heater, a higher quality water heater, installed by a licensed plumbing company. And the warranty on that, if your water heater does fail, all you got to do is call us, and we'll come put another one in for you. If you call a home center, you're going to get prorated for that amount, and you're going to have to return it back to the store to get the other one.
So I have heard this, that there are some plumbing, we'll call them home service companies, that they incentivize their technicians to sell stuff, right? They give them a commission to sell stuff. And I've been seeing sometimes they're selling them the wrong stuff. So when you go for a hot water heater or for a water heater replacement, are your techs trained to say, hey, this is wrong, or hey, all this is fine and we don't need to change stuff? Like, do you ever run into where someone sold them the wrong stuff?
Absolutely.
And what does that look like and why?
Well, they're upselling people equipment that they don't need. Hmm. They're replacing something that doesn't need to be replaced. And what we're finding, and I would say anyone on this panel or anyone that sponsors this show that's in the trades, repairs are going away. You know, Mike mentioned it on the roof.
Roofs.
You know, we're not going to do a roof repair.
We're only going to replace them.
You're going to replace the whole roof. Well, plumbing's the same thing. You know, we make repairs on faucets, toilets, you know, not just water heaters, any plumbing. You know, the outside sewer camera that we're talking about, that we're running, the special now, all the time we have people that are told they have to replace their entire sewer line.
Who's telling them that? Yeah, you know, is it the company?
$8,000. It could be $20,000.
Other companies that advertise on the station. Phone. We got to hit. Got to hit a break. Phone number
847-406-8883 or wgnplumber.com.
We'll dive deeper into that after the break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Before we head to Mike 224, thank you for the recommendation. You don't want your daughter flying in that airspace with missiles. Explore trains, buses, cars to get her out of the country, from a 29-year-old airline employee. So thank you for that, 7224. That's very kind.
Absolutely.
Also, anybody with a private plane that happens to be in Europe right now, I'm serious as a heart attack. I'd love to talk to you. 312-773-456-6526. That's my cell phone. You could call me. I'd appreciate it. Mike Houston, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. It's the time of that season. We're getting storms. Received calls from a lady that we are refinancing in the western suburbs, that she's concerned about her roof, even though the weather didn't. She hasn't had any weather because she has been having door knockers, not only on her doors, but in her neighborhood, the neighborhood behind her neighborhood, the neighborhood a couple of blocks away from her neighborhood, because in the area there was hail, I guess, recently. We didn't get any up by Northbrook, but out in the western burbs, I guess they got hail. Can you explain what happens when that occurrence with the weather, why the door knockers start come running, and the caution that our listeners need to be putting into place, talking with door knockers that might not be from the state, instead of calling you guys and your company that's been around for 80 plus years.
So the bottom line is, about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago, there was a good sized hailstorm that came through some of the western suburbs. And when hail hits a roof, siding, gutters, anything soft metal on your home or the roof, it's going to typically do damage. It's going to pre-age, if you will. It's going to knock us some of the granules off, expose the asphalt. The sun starts beating it up, and instead of a 22 to 25 year old roof or life expectancy, you might get 12-15, and then it starts to curl and disintegrate. So the gutters and downspouts also, they get hit. The siding gets hit, put holes in vinyl siding, dents in aluminum. Basically, you're looking at damage that you can't reverse. And so then here come the door knockers. Here come the guys from Texas and Ohio and Wisconsin. And they try to go on your roof. They try to drone your house. They try to get you to sign a blank document with no numbers on it.
Who's doing that?
People in Northbrook that I know that are very educated and have C-suite jobs. Sign these contracts, and then they're locked into it, because if they don't use...
I've seen it. And then there's a 50% charge and this
Hold on. Yeah. If you have to pay them per the contract that these C-suite, corporate suite is what C-suite, you would think highly intelligent, college-educated people are signing these contracts...
Blank.
That say nothing.
And in the contract, in subsection 14, paragraph Z number 258, it says, if you hire a different roofing contractor, you owe us X percentage of that job.
20, 30%, if the insurance company awards them anything.
Even if you don't use the person that you're signing a contract, you've never met before, you don't know who they are, you don't know what company they're from, you sign this contract from these door knockers, you still have to pay them if you hire a different reputable company like Lindholm.
So, I mean, I see the argument both sides, right? So the consumer side of it, like, come on, that you're so exposed there, right? And then from the business side of it, they're going to be doing free work, basically negotiate with your insurance company, going through all those hoops and ladders, which you and I both know is typically not that fun, right?
It's not fun.
It's not that fun.
And allegedly. Then, allegedly.
You're right. Okay.
You don't know these companies. If you signed a contract with Lindholm, you know that they're going to go to battle.
They're
if you sign a contract with us, there's going to be some sort of term on it that you understand that's quite clear.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So does Lindholm ever give a contract out that has $0 to say, hey, sign this? Have
no,
you ever done that?
Not.
Ever. Right.
Of course not.
In your life, right? Because that seems insane.
Of course. Right? I mean, nor do we make people commit to a percent whether they use us or not.
Of course.
We don't play that game. We're straight up. 76 years in the business, you don't get that longevity by being crooked.
So I thought it was fascinating. We had this conversation with a customer this week on a deck, right? She said, hey, I've had two companies out here. They both told me I need to replace my deck completely. And I'm like, well, it's not up to code anymore because it's 30 years old and codes have changed, right? The period, plain and simple. But we could try to repair it, right? Who's telling you this? And she's like, oh, just these three deck companies. I'm like, well, a deck company that doesn't do repair, of course they want to sell you a new... The only way they're getting business is with a new deck. So you mentioned roof repairs. We've heard it before. There's roof companies out there that only do new roofs. They won't do repairs.
That is absolutely correct. Lindholm will do repairs if it makes sense.
Okay.
You know, you've got a 25-year-old roof. Maybe you need to get a $400 repair to get another 2-3 years out of it.
Sure. Yeah. We could, I mean,
happens
we could
all the time.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after the break in more detail. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Okay, now I want you, all the listeners, because we're going into that season. You are going to have damage to your home, or if it's not your home, one of your friends, family, coworkers, or neighbors are going to have damage to their homes, and they're going to make the mistakes that we just mentioned on the radio. So please write this number down, have it ready, and if it happens to you or you, one of your friends, your family members, your coworkers, or neighbors, have them call a local reputable company. In business, how long?
76 years.
Phone number?
773-283-7675.
All right, we're going to come back with more of Home Sweet Home Chicago after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Let's review.
I got a sensitive bum, okay? Just want to throw that out there. It's one of my highlighted features when I'm hired to talk.
What did you say?
You have a bum for radio.
I can't believe that you just said that.
I've never been hired to talk. That's the problem.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. I have two 40-gallon tanks because I have a Whirlpool tub. Need to know, will need to be replaced soon. Can I bump up to a 100-gallon, or what do you recommend? I live in Ingleside, grew up down the street from me. So
that sounds like a Kevin question, and Kevin's not here right now.
Yeah, actually, you have two options on this. Kevin would actually probably be the guy that would come out and actually do this for you. You can stay with 240s. It might be more inexpensive to do that than to go to a 75-gallon.
That's the biggest, right?
Yeah, there's no 100-gallon. You know, you got to go commercial. And for residential venting and plumbing, that's not going to work. So you really have two options. Either, well, three options. 240s, 250s, or 175-gallon.
Whoa.
Or a tankless.
Fifth option is if you don't use a Whirlpool tub, which 90% of homeowners do not, who cares?
Yeah, we do that a lot of times where we'll eliminate a water heater because it's not needed. But what people do is if they have two, they'll get two because, you know, they're planning to sell the house.
Yep.
And they want to make sure when somebody
comes through that
they've got adequate water to fill that tub. So it really depends situationally, but we can help. You're literally, you know, you're a text away from install today or pricing today. You literally take pictures send it to our office, and we can give you a price. If you got 240s at the special that we got going right now,
save you a bunch of money. Well, you send the pictures to 312-981-7200.
Yeah, you think you could price it right over over the air?
Yep.
I like that.
All right. 224, unfortunately, concrete.
Okay.
Fortunately, concrete doesn't absorb heat as well as the asphalt.
True.
So our weather in this area, asphalt roads will melt quicker than concrete, makes them safer. Don't get me wrong. I would love to have a concrete driveway. That's the reason. And salt will kill concrete on a road. So I will say this. There's something called the Autobahn in Germany.
Okay. I've heard of it.
I'm just throwing.
I've never been there. It's fast.
I'm not disputing anything.
What's it made out of?
Concrete.
European concrete.
That's my point.
It's different concrete.
Well,
no, it's not.
You don't think so?
No.
Come on. Okay, you think it's the same concrete?
Yeah, it is the Portland. Same we all source the Portland cement from the same places.
Okay.
Take that.
Their weather's our weather.
Yeah.
Just at a different time, right? Or no, same time.
It gets hot in Germany.
Yeah, it gets hot.
It gets cold in Germany. They get snow.
They get snow.
And the Autobahn is basically a racetrack. I've never been there, but from what I've learned and seen on TV, it's a gigantic roadway that's got no speed limits, I understand.
Well, I think the question you were posing earlier was, why do we keep replacing all the highways and asphalt, right?
Yeah.
And we identified that off-air to be a very multifaceted political, social
issue. No, we actually said it on air.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, sure.
Very clear.
Okay.
Yeah,
we did. Yeah. All right, cool.
Can't you stain concrete black? Can't you put an
you could.
I mean, it's more money.
But why?
Same thing.
Melting
the snow.
Jeremy, you're a genius.
Well, I'm not. Trust me. IQ of 4.
Black colored concrete.
But black covered concrete.
But
how the hell is black colored concrete going to melt the snow?
Because it's going to absorb because it's black.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only reason why the asphalt is good is because it's black.
It'll work.
So it's going to absorb the heat.
Hold on, we have an asphalt.
What
expert.
Do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
concrete expert.
We're going to remove the
concrete.
We're going to remove the snow anywhere that you have snow with plows.
That's true.
Or they put down different chemicals. Some people salt in Colorado. They do beet?
Yeah,
juice.
We do that in Northbrook too.
Yeah, but have you seen the roads in Colorado? Yes. They don't care at all.
They do not care.
There's always snow on the winter.
Right. So pros and cons to both. But when you're looking at your commercial and industrial facility, you're looking to save money over time. What did you say off air? Someone was spending $2,000 a year seal coating?
That's that question. $2,000 a year in seal coating.
Right.
At some point, just pull a calculator out.
Exactly.
Right? Like you're saying just do the math. How long am I going to be in the facility for?
Mm-hmm.
Multiply it by that number of years, plus repairs, plus this. And asphalt doesn't last forever.
No.
I mean, is there a life expectancy on asphalt, even if you maintained it?
Well,
or too many factors?
The strength of asphalt is usually determined by the base.
Sure.
So is that how thick is that base? How well is it compacted? How well is it leveled?
What's the water tables look like? What's
exactly.
this? What's that? So call it 25 years? 20 years?
I wouldn't call it.
My asphalt driveway is 22 years old.
How's it look?
Are you doing maintenance?
We've lost some cars.
You've physically lost cars?
No. It's worn.
It's worn.
Right? I haven't actually seal coated it in a few years.
Well, because you gave up.
Because it's crap, right? I don't even know if I've ever seal coated.
We have a terrible asphalt driveway, but we inherited that driveway, right? So when we got it, all the weeds were coming out of the driveway, and we seal coated it. And the seal coaters are like, guys, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to do an addition. I'm not going to pour new asphalt or concrete. Doesn't make any sense.
Right. So for you, Mike, maybe give us a call. 708-863-5735. Looking at a new concrete driveway. And if that comes in over $10,000.
You get to golf with Byron.
Yes, my dad will take you golfing.
Can you stain the concrete black?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you can.
You,
why not? Like stamp concrete.
Yeah.
You can put any color in there.
Mike will invest up to $9,995.
Just to avoid the golfing.
I'll pay you $6,000 in cash just so I don't have to golf.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go ahead.
I would love to golf, actually.
Oh, you would? Okay. With Byron?
I would golf with anyone.
Okay. Golf with anyone.
Hi, David. My name is Derek. I own a factory and have an asphalt parking lot right now, and I'm wondering if I should pour concrete and why. Because I spend $2,000 a year to seal coating every single year, and if I put concrete, will there be any maintenance or additional cost? Go.
Maintenance-free and lifetime sealed with the Integral Concrete Sealer.
All right.
So maybe let's meet. Let's have an estimate, free consultation, 708-863-5735. Take a look at your facility, and maybe we can do it in phases to fit your budgeting needs.
That's cool. I like that.
Thank you. 312-981-7200
if you have any pictures of your challenges. We have one right here. Help, need a new roof. Recommendations on who I should use, please. Thank you, Susan. I guess Susan just must have missed the entire first hour and a half of the show. So
my name is Mike Houston. I've been employed with Lindholm Roofing for 25 years. You please give us a call at 773-283-7675 or email us at info@lindholmroofing.com. 76 years in the business in the Chicagoland area.
Well, I think it's important to say, hey, we'll offer any option. So, hey, this roof has to get replaced or it doesn't, and we'll buy you some time, right? So you're not just that roofing company that says we only do roofs.
We offer repairs, consultation, advice, friendly, free.
Sure.
Every estimate's free.
Nice.
Now, can I ask a question to Mike?
When
I got my roof done, unfortunately, I did not use Lindholm. And halfway through the project, they came back and asked for $500 more for flashing on the chimney. Is that typical to come back in the middle of the project and ask for more money?
No, an estimate's an estimate. I look at your roof, or any of my salesmen or field reps look at your roof. You're going to get an estimate for X amount of dollars, and that's going to include all the flashings. Usually, the only thing that you can't predict is how much decking wood is going to need to be replaced, because you simply can't see it. And even if you glance in the attic, you don't necessarily see what might be damaged up on the top.
Yeah. I mean, there are surprises. But
of course.
I mean, flashings, that's like
part of the
roof. That's like saying, you know what, here's an extra $5,000 because I didn't include nails.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You need nails to nail down the
roof. Well, I ended up pushing back against this, and I did not pay the $500 because I told him that's just not
how
it's bogus. Yeah, that's not how I do business. That's not how it works.
Yeah. Got ahead of break. Phone number.
For me,
yep.
Concrete, 708-863-5735. Give us a call, especially you, Derek, in Naperville. Let's chat.
All right.
Or I'll call you.
Also, send your pictures to 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We want to see the pictures so all of our experts can check them out, especially the listener with the two gas tanks, with the two water tanks and the whirlpool.
You got gas on your mind.
Yeah, I got gas on
That's my okay.
mind. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. You better call a paramedic.
I got onset. You're stroking out.
I got onset stroke conditions here.
Vocal stim. Jeez, that's
Louise.
What that was.
My gosh. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 Dojo.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got some calls here. Caller's been waiting on hold. We got Jimmy on line 3, Kankakee. Hey, Jim, how can we help you, buddy?
I've got a driveway that's about 30 to 35 years old, concrete driveway.
Okay.
And there's a couple long cracks through it and some settling kind of away from the house. That's why we were thinking about replacing it. It's 752 square feet.
Okay.
And we've been quoted $9,500.
Okay. So
for concrete?
Sound like a fair price?
So, unfortunately, I'd have to see your job site to see if that was a fair price. Could you send us some photos? There's a couple different things that influence pricing. Where is the driveway on your lot? How far away is it from the street? Could you send us a photo?
Well, actually, I'm not at home at the moment, but I can tell you the driveway comes off the garage. It's a two-car garage.
Sure.
And it goes to a improved lane because I'm actually outside of the town of Kankakee in the country. So it just goes to a unimproved lane.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
I mean, that comes out to about $13 a square foot. Is that common for concrete? Is that a little low?
That's a little, I mean, you're in Kankakee, so sure. That's, I'm not.
That might be the market.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the pricing in Kankakee. What I would suggest to you is to get at least two more quotes, just to have three quotes to compare. That's usually what I tell most homeowners, but we're always happy to look at your contract for you and let you know if there's anything missing from that contract. You can send us a message or go on AndreasConstruction.com. And we'd be happy to help you with those things and see if you're really getting that fair deal. But it's kind of hard to say just over the phone without any details. But right. $13 right. a square foot is a pretty
fair
low
number.
Yeah, pretty low price.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that anyway. I'll send a picture, and I don't have a contract in front of me at the moment.
Yeah,
because I can. Send you a picture to, and you said Andreas Construction, right?
AndreasConstruction.com. I'd love to see, you know, how much are they excavating? Are they putting in a new compacted base? Are they using the old base? We want to know all of those details to identify why you're getting this price and see if they're missing any line items. So more than happy to help you. Just give us a call or AndreasConstruction.com.
When are you going to be home, Jimmy?
I'm in the process of heading over to my son's with the grandkids.
All right, forget it.
A little swimming in his pool.
Nice. Yeah, if you send us that contract, I want to look at the PSI of the concrete you're getting. I want to look at the thickness. Want to look at the reinforcement method they're looking at. So many different components.
Sarah's going to call you after the show, Jim, and get all your information to help you out. Okay, and give you the company email that you could send the pictures to.
Yes.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Products and have fun with the grandkids, buddy. 312-981-7200. Pam and Grace Lake, how can we help you?
Hi, yes. We have an asphalt driveway, and we also have a wooden deck that we are getting quotes on for either pavers or cement patio to replace the deck. But my husband's also talked to them about a cement driveway versus asphalt, and from two different contractors, they both told us that it raises your taxes if you go with cement driveway.
No.
Were those the asphalt people that gave you that quote?
Well, they haven't given us the quote yet. We're waiting because it's just been today and yesterday and I think the day before.
Sure.
Where are you at? Where are you located?
Grace Lake. Have
okay.
you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
Neither have I, Pam.
I don't know. I mean, is that, maybe each town is different, that it raises your taxes maybe because there's less maintenance or something with...
I mean, it does increase the value of your home better than asphalt does. It does increase the value of your home better than asphalt, so maybe it just would raise the taxes based on your assessed value, but I've never heard of any...
We've never heard. That's our answer. We've never heard of anything like that, but I would encourage you to check with your Grays Lake building department and ask them that question. Maybe they could lend you a little bit more clarity.
That might be the approach, Jeremy, they're doing a concrete driveway, so it's going to raise the value of the home, typically is going to raise the taxes.
Correct, typically.
That's not how real estate taxes
work. I agree with you.
It is. Pam, real estate taxes are reassessed in Cook County every triannual. I know you're up in Lake County, at Grays Lake. Isn't that Lake County? So I think they're on a three-year triannual readjustment. They take the homes that have sold in your area, at least in Cook County, I know this is a fact, and I know in other counties it comes out every year. It's a central part of Cook County right now, I believe, because we got tagged on the north side. They take all of the homes that have sold, and they just look at the values. They don't pinpoint, do you have a concrete driveway? Yeah. I mean, you're talking tens of thousands of homes over a three-year period of time. So whoever told you that...
Seems inaccurate.
Seems a little inaccurate. I would not put a concrete driveway in because it's going to increase your taxes, because I don't see how that is possible.
If you give us a call, 708-863-5735, maybe we could find you some different contractors in Grays Lake and encourage you to maybe get a few more quotes. And we go through our concrete supplier whenever we make referrals. So we will connect you with someone reputable, licensed, bonded, insured, everything.
All right, Pam, we're going to hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We've got a minute before the break. Bob and Downers, throw it out there quick. We'll try to get to you before the break, buddy. Bob.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Bob. We've got 45 seconds before the break, so we'll try to get to your question before the break.
Okay, I was thinking about adding fiber mesh to prevent cracking.
Sure. Liquid fiber mesh is something that we have in our standard residential concrete right now. I highly recommend it. It is actually, if you pick up some of the wet concrete, it looks like the wet concrete is covered in like dog hair. Those are the microfibers, and they do help to prevent against stress cracking. That's correct.
Well, thank you very much.
You're right. Welcome. Right. Thanks for the call.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Bob, we got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So if you've got pictures of your water heater, pipes, anything that you want, roof, concrete, asphalt, decks that you want these guys and gals to look over, just upload a picture at 312-981-7200 and then call that same number and we'll bring you on the air. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Tones from Chicago on 720 WGN.
Let's review.
My wife likes to buy kiddie pools, load them up with food to feed every single animal.
You know, you can tell the female and the male duck because the female takes charge.
Because the male follows the female around.
Yes,
yep.
Well, the female comes over and eats, and then the sluggish male brings up the rear and just lays down.
Are you describing David or a duck? I'm just trying to figure out.
David, you're such a schmuck.
What are we really talking
Hold
about?
Hold on. People in Oklahoma are going, what's a schmuck?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Mike, I want to tell you a story of a first-time home buyer who was living in a home that she bought from her landlord. Okay, got the picture so far? Living in a home for more than 5 years from the landlord. Called out before, prior to purchasing it, had a scope done of her sewer line of the home that she was living in for at least 5 years before she bought it to make sure there was nothing wrong with the sewer line. Finds out by doing the sewer line inspection that there's a crack in the sewer line in the home that she was living in for 5 years that nobody knew about. And the only way they would have known about it is if she didn't, is if she put a camera through it. So now by doing that and paying and investing whatever she invested at the time, that crack before in the pipe before she bought that home from the landlord that she was renting from for the past 5 years, prior 5 years, is now their responsibility instead of the homeowner's responsibility. That is why we talk about if you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a home, hundreds of thousands of dollars on a home, get the sewer line inspected to make sure you don't have any roots growing through there. There's no tampons tied up. There's no butt wipes tied up. There's no whatever the heck is tied up in there. There's no cracks in the line. She was living in the house for 5 years. She had no idea. Thank God she did that, because that thousands of dollars worth of work that the owner had to do to remediate that pipe, cracked pipe, was on him, not her. So what is that again? The fee, the investment. It's not even a fee. Hmm. It's an investment for you to make sure the home that you buy is not plagiarized with any type of, is that a right word, of plagiarism? You know, is not
plagued.
Thank
plagued.
You. All right.
Plagiarized is about
flashback to high school.
Writing.
I digress.
Got it.
I got the statute of limitations is up. But, you know, that your sewer line's not compromised.
Yeah, I would say anyone buying a house or even selling. To me,
buyer beware.
Yeah, so buyer selling, beware. I don't know.
No?
I don't want to know.
Say, hey, this is clear.
Yeah. I don't want to know.
Dave Schluter will tell you, and I've had debates with him on the show.
Okay.
He's like, you don't want to do anything that, because once you know, you know.
And you have to disclose it.
And you have to disclose it. If you don't know, you don't know. So for whatever that's worth, leave it to the buyer.
We've had customers call us in and say, hey, I'm looking to sell my house. Can you do a full report? And we're like, are you sure? Right? Like, that's...
Never thought about it that way. I learned something.
Yeah,
buyer beware. If you're going to buy a house, you should definitely have the sewer without inspected a doubt. With a camera, 100%. Yeah.
And if you've had a house for X number of years, it's probably just a good idea just to make sure everything's good.
Yeah, you can get ahead of any future problems and actually possibly save money. You know, not just for the repair, but actually put money away because you'll know you're going to have that expense down the road, even if it lasts for a while.
Sure.
Every 15 years, every 10 years, what do you recommend?
It really depends on the yard, you know, trees.
Okay.
You know, there's so much that goes into that. Would I say it's something, you know, maybe every 3 to 5 years you have it, you know, camera inspected? The nice thing with us is now we're offering this through the end of July, is for $245, which is normally $395, we're actually going to look at the sewer and we'll give you a copy of the video so that you have that. And if you have any trouble, you know, we can actually help you with it at that point and give you a quote. But anyone that is dealing with any company that's going to be excavating your yard for a sewer repair, you need to call us.
Phone number.
Whether you use us or not, we're going to save you money. It's 847-406-8883.
We got Todd on line 7. Hey, Todd, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. David, how are you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Well, one, I want to thank you because I had a coworker of mine that had hooked up with a mortgage company that rhymes with Rocket Mortgage.
Okay.
And I felt like she wasn't getting, I just didn't think it was right. So I called you. I had you look at it. And I believe you closed with her, or she closed with you.
Flashback. Right? Hang on. I know who you are. 90 days ago. I came in with a loan estimate from Rocket Mortgage charging. It's your coworker, right? She reports to you or works for the company you work for or something like that?
Yeah, we work for the same company.
Okay. I did your loan, right? A couple times, I think. One of my guys did your loan.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So Todd referred his coworker to me and she's like, hey, Todd told me to call you. I'm working with Rocket. Can you look this over? I looked at $18,000 in closing costs. $18,000. So I'm like, I hope they're, you know, buying a dinner and giving you a cab fare and buying the chocolates with this, because that's about $18,000. That's ridiculous.
Is their goal to buy the points down?
I said, you know, you're buying discount points. She's like, what's that? I go, okay. Oh, I go, you know, you're in a 25-year fixed loan. No, I'm in a 30-year. I'm like, no, it says right here, this box, it's a 25-year. I talked about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had some challenges. Okay. And her loan office, I remember this, it closed Thursday. I think it closed. I was downtown Thursday. I couldn't go because she closed at 2 o'clock. I called her. I wished her well and everything else. So, yeah, just closed. Hmm. Closed on Thursday. Her loan officer at Rocket, according to her, was such a jerk. He said to her, good luck getting this loan closed if you don't close it with us. Well, I guess she doesn't need luck because now she owns a home. So, nice. Right, Todd? We closed her on Thursday. Closed her on Thursday.
Absolutely.
It wasn't the easiest loan in the world, but we got it done.
She left work early to go close.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
you got any other questions for us, Todd?
Yeah, Todd. Anything wrong with your, you know, how are your hot water tanks doing, Todd? Concrete doing good? Your roof's okay?
Absolutely. Ironically enough, David, I think I've heard you talk a few times about a HELOC.
Yeah.
And I think my mom's in a situation where I think that would work for her.
How much does she owe on her house?
I think she owes about $100.
How much is the house worth?
Over $4.
Okay. Does she have better credit than you? Because I remember you now. Your credit's horrible and your teeth are bad. So that's a whole other story for another day.
Poor Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Why are you giving him a hard time?
Do you not have screwed up teeth, Todd? Are your teeth not messed up?
My teeth are fine and my credit's great, so your memory's not good.
Okay, well, you're an orthodontist dream. Your mom's got good credit?
Mom's got great credit.
All right, great credit, good income, no debt?
No debt.
Okay, $400,000 loan real quick. I got to hit a break. $400,000 loan, 80% of 400 is 320. Mom owes 100. 320 minus 100 is 220. She'll have a home equity line of credit on her home for $220,000 if she qualifies. to have as an emergency because she can. It's really that simple, Todd. I'll hook you up with King County Teachers Credit Union, which is now a division of Consumers Credit Union. Then they will take care of your mom, okay?
Fantastic.
All right, you might want to get a second opinion. Your teeth are kind of screwed up. You got to hit a break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Party of your choice. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's burn through some, get caught up on some of these text messages here. 708, David, my credit score was 805-ish for years. Yesterday I looked and it went down to 777. No changes in my credit history. Should I be concerned? 708, I have listeners in the 400s and 500s. You're in the upper 1% of 1% of 1%. Of credit score borrowers, anything in the upper 700s, 800s, you have nothing to worry about.
I know you always say that, and I was going to answer this question for this listener because you do say that.
Because right? You do mortgages part-time. Go ahead.
Because I hang out and love you so much and I listen.
Yes,
right?
Go ahead.
Why would that happen?
They might have paid something off.
Okay.
And that debt's no longer there.
Got it. Or if they weren't using a credit card for a long time, a credit card could just get deactivated.
Yep.
Right. That something like too. That. And or, that could impact your credit. Okay.
Sure. That's
right. But 777 is still an excellent credit score.
So if you pay off a loan, it could lower your credit score?
Yeah. Because that payment history is not there.
Interesting.
Yeah. That payment history is gone. So sometimes I recommend to listeners who are trying to rebuild their credit, I'm going to pay off my boat. I'm like, nah, slow your roll.
You want that.
Don't do that. You're going to lose a line, a trade line. Why don't you maybe pay it down to 10 months or knock it down to 50% and then pay it out?
Really, it's the credit cards that are charging you an interest is what you want to pay off.
Pay it off every Friday.
Correct.
Right. Yep. And then I told the guy looking to buy, coming up, like, call up your credit card company, you and your wife, and ask him to triple it. He's like, well, I don't need it. I'm like, I know you don't need it, but listen to me. Ask him to triple it, and the worst case is they only double it, which is exactly what happened.
I wonder if this listener had any Affirm or Uplift or Klarna-type loans.
Typically, when you have this high of a credit score, you don't have those high consumer type of credit scores.
Ooh, no. I have an 800.
Oh, you're saying those impact your... I've never used the Afterpay.
I have an 805 credit score, 805, and I use Affirm. Well, that's to pay wrong. For trips.
Well, that's horrible.
Why not?
Because you'd be sure. Is
it's
it same?
Zero interest.
Okay. Some of our listeners don't have as good a credit as you use to get those, and it's 18 to 32% credit, and okay. You should have a HELOC against your house instead of those.
All yeah. Right.
Put me in my place.
I will. There you go. I think I just did. 312-981-7200 773. Is there such a thing as a VA HELOC? And can I refinance my HELOC into it? I am a veteran. There is, Michael?
I don't know the answer to that.
There is no such thing as a VA HELOC. It is a regular HELOC that veterans could get. Here's another misnomer, fallacy that our listeners think that they have to go back to the mortgage company that has their mortgage to get a HELOC. That's 100% wrong. Mm-hmm. If you had Mr. Cooper, you're now serviced by Rocket Mortgage. And from what everybody's telling me, you're getting hounded by Rocket Mortgage to take out a HELOC. I would be very careful of that because the closing costs that I've seen on the Rocket Mortgage HELOCs are substantially higher than HELOCs that I could get you with King County Teachers Credit Union.
Aren't you glad I stayed in my lane on that one?
That was good, unlike Jeremy. answering.
You know, I don't even have a lane.
Credit questions. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's get over to D in Palatine. Hey, D.
Hey, David. Hi. How are you?
I'm great, D. How are you?
I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I have learned so much. You are truly a mensch.
All right.
Now, saying that, I have two questions.
Yes.
One for you about the HELOC. I took your advice, got a HELOC when I don't need it. Here's my question. If I wanted to sell my townhome, and can I use the HELOC as a down payment, and how does that work?
How much of a HELOC did you take? Well, Dee, thank you for listening. Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for calling me a mensch, which means it's a Yiddish word meaning that I'm a good guy. Okay, that's what a mensch means. Everybody in Oklahoma is going, what? Okay, how much of a HELOC did you take out against your home?
$110,000.
How much is your home worth?
$355,000.
And how much is your first loan?
$50,000.
All right, number one, you should have taken out a bigger line of credit if you could have at the time. Always max out. Okay, but you got 100 and how much? 110.
110.
Okay, you could use that money for anything that you want, D. If you want to buy a $110,000 home, you could stroke a check today and give it to the seller or turn it, convert it into cash and wire it to a title company. You could use that money to do whatever you want. You could buy a $110,000 home. You could use it for a down payment.
D, you could buy $110,000 worth of lotto tickets if you wanted to.
Well, let's not get crazy.
No lotto tickets.
Good, I'm proud of you, but you could.
Okay, well, that's good. And then when I sell my house,
it gets paid off.
Just deduct the $110,000.
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. Second question for the flooring guys. I just bought a black painted wood bedroom set for a remodeled master bedroom.
Okay.
How do you clean it?
So I would recommend using the Mr. Floor
wood cleaning product.
Yeah. And if you stay on the line, you could request that.
Yeah, we're going to get you a free sample, D.
Oh, that would be great. I can use that on furniture?
Yeah, as long as it's wood, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. You guys are the best. I have learned so much. Being a widow, I had to figure everything out on my own. And you guys are the best. That's all I can say.
Thanks, Dee.
Thank you.
And Dee, if you need help with that other property, I'm right down the street off the Palatine Expressway. I'll run down there. We'll have a coffee and we'll walk through all the numbers, all right?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thanks, David.
All right, sweetheart. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We're going to take a quick break. We have Suzanne. We have Donna. It's Ladies' Day here on Home Sweet Chicago.
It's great. Well, because it's Father's Day tomorrow, so they're calling today.
And Victor on line 4. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Getting a lot of text questions in here wanting to know how to eat cake through somebody's nose. We'll get with Kevin from Senegar Plumbing after these messages.
Let's review.
So for everybody, there's a beautiful cake out there for Bob Murdoch.
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah, Bob Murdoch, dude, keeps the plate spinning and the balls on fire and keeps everything plugged in here.
Now you're just making up words.
It was Bob.
It's Bill Murdoch.
Is it a Fergie?
All right, Bill Ferguson, Bob Ferguson.
Oh, it's Fergie. It's Fergie. Just call him Fergie.
Listen, stop getting specific. He's been here for 35 years. Let's get back to the cake.
Okay, got it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Bill Murdoch. Bob Ferguson, 312-981-7200, and both of these gentlemen keep us on the air. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We lost a couple of callers. I don't know what happened. All right, so let's go to Suzanne, which porch work. Suzanne, how are you?
Hi, I'm very good. Actually, let's start this. I am Stephen Leahy's mother.
Oh, we love you.
I am calling about my front porch.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was to talk to Sarah about
Hi.
It.
Hi. Yes. Yeah, my dad told me you were good. Calling.
And then I need Mr. Floor also. Ah. So those are all my lists to make me very comfortable today. And I do have a question.
Yes.
Because my front porch is crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 100 years old. And I was very concerned that the electrical and the plumbing, but, you know, Scooter came out
yes.
with a crew, and I don't have to worry about my plumbing or my electrical, so I'm very, very grateful for that. My question right now is, I have a reverse mortgage. I would rather have a construction loan on the porch, which I'm going to need, because it is a big job, and I understand that. And it really does need to be replaced. Unfortunately, it didn't last. I wanted it to last a little bit longer.
Right. Well, 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100 years. That's quite some time. And my dad said.
Over 100 years.
Yeah, my dad said your building is just beautiful.
Thank you.
We're very, very happy to help. We do.
Yeah, I've put everything into it for 35 years now. I mean, I have gone over the entire building, but not the front porch.
Yeah.
So.
Now we do.
Time, yeah.
We do offer financing through Andreas and Sons.
Andreas, yeah.
Yes, we do have a financing program, and Debbie in our office could help connect you with them.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned. The thing I'm concerned about is because I have a reverse mortgage on the building.
Right.
Which is a great loan, by the way, which was actually
your loan. Yeah, and I'm so happy I took it because believe me. right after that, I wound up on life support in the hospital. So.
Right. Yeah. You're a tough lady.
So it was very good. Yeah.
Do you remember when you called in to the show and I said that somebody said, why are you helping a 80-year-old lady? And I'm just like, well, you tell the 80-year-old lady that she doesn't want, you know, that she shouldn't take it out. And you called in and you're like, hey, nobody tells me what to do with my house. I'm like, damn straight. And yes. now you know where Leahy gets the spunk from. Yeah. Mom.
Yes.
So, but anyway, so that was my concern. I really need it. I really need the porch.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for a reasonable interest rate because I have a credit score of 800.
Solid.
I shouldn't have any problem.
Nope.
And there's always a loophole there that I don't know about until the end.
Plus your son's loaded, as you know, so we can lean against him. So here's what I would tell you, okay? Andreas has financing options available. We have to take a look at your reverse mortgage to see if you have any availability in your reverse mortgage.
I do have availability. Okay. I would rather not use it.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's an option. It's an option.
Mm.
There's also options. There are personal loans at certain banks. I just took one out at Huntington Bank.
Oh.
A friend of mine is retiring, Mike Jinga, up to $100,000 at 7.5%.
Mm.
That sounds very good.
Interest-only option, right? Because you're not going to be able to put a HELOC behind a reverse mortgage. That's not going to be possible. So there are a lot of different options available for you. She lives in a three-unit building in River North.
Yes.
Gorgeous building.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous building. And after 100-some years, the front stoop kind of disintegrates and needs a little work.
And just like many homeowners living in the city specifically, the concerns of the tight space or access, Andreas & Sons is very well-versed in working in the city of Chicago. Many of you may know that you don't need a permit in the city of Chicago to replace concrete, but you do need construction vehicle permits for the right-of-way. Andreas & Sons is very well-versed in working with the city of Chicago. Just want to throw that out there to everybody who's also looking at their 100-year-old porch, wondering,
How am I going to get that done?
Should I do something with this? We are very well-versed in working in those tight, hard-to-reach spaces.
So, Suzanne, here's what we're going to do. We're going to contact you, as you know we will, and talk over the different financing options for you. And once again, you know your son is loaded. He's got steamer trunks of cash in his backyard, hermetically sealed. I know where they are.
You forget I worked for him until I was went into the hospital last year.
I know.
So she really knows.
Developing business was really exciting. You know?
Well, the entire business was built on your back. He paid you minimum wage, less than half the minimum wage.
She's got to fight back now. That's not fair.
Yeah. Fight back now.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous how underpaid he was. So that's what I'm saying. If he's got to step up to take care of mom's front porch, he'll have to step up to take care of mom's front porch.
Fight back now.
I mean, yeah.
Mom doesn't need anybody to step up right now.
Well,
is still okay.
Way to go, Mom.
I'm just telling, Mom. Hey, you might have to do this. You might have to do this with your son.
Fight back now.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Fight back now.
I'll help you.
Fight back now.
If he gives you any trouble, because I know where he lives.
Fight back now.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I will help you.
Fight back now.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Okay. And now, Mr. Wood, I need stairs refinished. Does he do that?
Yeah, Mr. Floor does all
Mr.
that.
Mr. Floor does that.
Yeah,
we could call him Mr. Wood, too.
I think
he'd like that.
Whatever. I have a wood floor.
That's perfect. Yeah, Mr. Floor could help.
I love her. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah,
forget it. Semantics.
Yeah, it's semantics. No, we'll have Mr. Floor give you a call. Igor's a good guy, and he'll take care of you.
Okay, thank you so much.
And I know Steve's got a line of credit at Mr. Floor as well, so don't worry about that. He could take care of that as well.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Have a blessed day. You
too. Feel better. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Man, Steve Leahy.
Mm-hmm.
At least to help your mom with the front porch.
Pretty surprising. Right?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, and he's never paid for breakfast.
Never.
So, I mean, he's got all the breakfast
money. Think he'd go into his pocket to cover some gas?
It's the tiny arms, right? What do you call it? Dinosaur arms?
Yeah,
it's
alligator arms.
Alligator arms.
Yeah, you know, maybe, hey, can I load up your tank with gas for the past 6 years driving me downtown?
Nope.
Not once. Donna, and not that I'm keeping track, it's about $7,000. Donna in Oak Lawn, how are you?
I'm okay, David. How are you?
We're great. We've got another 33 minutes to go. We're crushing it today. A lot of calls, a lot of texts, a lot of emails. So we appreciate it. How can we help you in Oak Lawn?
Well, I listened to you a while ago and got a $91,000 condo that I bought in 2002.
Okay.
And I owe about $26,000 still.
Okay. What's it worth?
About $150,000 now.
All right. What do you owe on a HELOC? How much did you take out?
$15,000.
Did you qualify for more?
Probably, but I didn't ask for more.
All right. So here's what I'm going to make a blanket statement. When you go to get a HELOC, you will ask your banker at Kagan County Teachers Credit Union, who I will introduce you to take out the largest line of credit you would qualify for the simple reason because you can't, right? If you only need 15, but you qualify for 100, not to take out 100 is financial malfeasance on your part against yourself, okay? Gotcha. You're financially harming yourself because to only take out 15 when you qualify for 100, it makes no sense. You only get charged interest on the amount of money that you take out, and if you qualify for more, take it. That's all I'm going to say for the 9,000th time. Okay, I'm not beating up on you, Donna. I'm just making a blanket statement. Because ladies by the name of Donna from Oak Lawn, they're tough. I've met you. I've met a lot of you. And I'm intimidated. Okay, so I will give you a call after the show, and I will help you connect you with my team at King County Teachers Credit Union. We make zero money on these HELOCs, and I will hand you over to them, and they will take good care of you. Okay, Donna?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We appreciate it. 312-981-7200. We're going to take this question, then go to break. And Bill and Des Plaines will pick you up on the other side. Tara, you got a question for Center Guard. Then we got to hit the break. So throw the question out there. We'll pick you up on the other side with Bill's question.
Yeah, I was wondering if there's a promotion that you guys have where you can bring salt to the water softeners at your house.
Oh, do you deliver water salt?
We do not deliver salt. I apologize, Tara.
I just wanted to call and wish you a happy Father's Day.
I love you. Thank you.
You're just going to call anyone and say I love you to anyone?
I know. Okay. I knew it immediately when I heard Tara and I heard her voice.
Tara. That was my lovely, now that I know it's your husband, you're the wife that keeps everything going. What's it worth? If I brought salt to your house, what's the other side of that?
I'll have him cook you dinner.
No,
okay.
Are you? Okay. Is he a good cook? He's going to tell me yes.
He's a great cook.
Nothing
this man can't do.
Does he eat cake through his mouth, his pie hole, or through his nose like Kevin? Tara, it's not a trick question.
Tara doesn't want to get Kevin in trouble.
Tara. Okay, we lost Tara. All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Kevin, real quick before the break, do you have to inhale? Do you breathe through the other nostril? And does it go into your stomach? Does it taste better going through your nose?
The spoon got away from me. It might have touched my face, but I'm working. When I'm eating, it's like working at work. I get dirty.
You get dirty. Gotta give him a smock.
Ben, you got that? The spoon got away from him? Okay, can you explain how a spoon gets away from you when you're eating celebratory cake for Bill Murdoch 35 years?
I don't know. It's like barbecue sauce. You get some on your cheek. Everybody's like, how would you get barbecue sauce on your cheek? But, hey, it happens, you know?
That's wild.
Said nobody. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, phone line. We'll be back into these question messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here for another half hour. Mike, I got I have a text here from 11:35 today from 312. Looking to purchase a new home with a flat roof.
Okay.
The inspection showed that the prospective coating was worn and needs to be redone. What would an estimate of cost per square foot to recoat the roof be? The roof was put on in 2012, and it appears to be in good shape.
So to put a new protective coating on a flat roof, it's probably just a simple silver coat. You'd have to just walk around, check all the seams, flashings, sweep the roof clean, make sure it is clean enough to put down a coating, less than 150 per 100 square feet, so less than $1.50 a square foot.
Is that something our listeners, is that a DIY job, do-it-yourself job?
It's an easy enough job, a paintbrush and a roller and some shoes and pants that you're not going to wear again, because if you get that silver coat on anything, it's not coming off.
No.
And be careful at the edges that it doesn't splatter the sidewalk, the driveway, the cars, or anything
else. They'll stain it.
Yep. Right?
Bottom line.
You know what?
I'd call Lindholm.
or that's a service you provide.
We provide that service, absolutely.
Sure. I'm into small engine repair. I just replace this. I might want to try that. Hop on a roof. Just saying. I know how to replace, how to change oil in two small gas pressure washers.
We spent 8 minutes total talking about that at breakfast. I watched the clock. 8 minutes on power washers.
Yeah, it's
eight
so cool.
Minutes. It's a long time, guys.
Should have spent 15 minutes. 312-981-7200. Text message from Missy up in DeKalb. When I said that it's not that big of a deal with the driveway, she made the comment, not true. There are things that are considered for taxes, not for sure about concrete, but fireplaces, fencing, garage, pool, and many other things are considered. It can be tied to the permits needed. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. The township assessor has the definite hole on that. I don't know what the definite hole means, but I guess they know what's going on. All that I'm saying is, if you made the comment, I read it during the break, you made the comment about roofs. You want to elaborate what you said on the roof?
Well, if someone replaces their roof, they obviously increase the value of their home some. So does that play into your yearly real estate taxes?
If
someone does a bathroom,
could be it's permit related, right?
So I've remodeled when I bought my house. It didn't affect my taxes.
Did you pull permits on everything?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who's going to put a value on that?
Good question.
Well, now when you pull a permit, they charge you, most villages are charging a percentage of what the contract price is, which is crazy.
And they know how much square foot and what you added, so they could add that to the property description. And so when the assessor does it, I just don't know how much extra value and extra taxes you're going to get hit for.
It sounds like a sales tactic to people to persuade you into asphalt. That's what we've identified.
That's what it sounds like,
100%. That's what it sounds like.
And I respect Missy. I respect everybody's opinion. I'm just saying, when we built our house, when my wife built her house that I'm funding, we decided to go with the concrete because of the, yes, it was 20% more, but I didn't want to deal with the
Michigan
gas.
Well, how are you at maintenance?
Power hose.
Okay.
Power wash.
Well, yeah. Now I have two.
Exactly.
Three. I'll put my wife on one and I'll take the other. 312-981-7200. We've got Bill in Des Plaines with a sewer question. Bill, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, David. Listen to you all the time. Oh, you guys are great. You give a lot of good information.
Thank you.
So, anyways, what I did, and this is just to give everybody an update, whoever lives in different cities. So I live in Des Plaines. And what I did was, over the last couple of years, I've had a sewer company come out, you know, clean out roots and everything, and they scoped it a couple times. And they showed me that there was an offset on my property, you know, in the clay pipes, and it was also an offset on the city park from the sidewalk to the street. So what I ended up doing was getting different quotes. I didn't want my yard dug up, and the quotes were coming through the same as putting a liner in. This company had given me a quote 2 years prior to this year, and of course they gave me a new quote this year, and it was, you know, a little bit more. And I said, well, you know what, I'll put the liner in if you'll do it for the old quote. And they agreed to. So they put in the new liner. The liner was 60 feet long, 30 feet on my side, 30 feet on the city side from the sidewalk to the middle of the street. The city did a 30% rebate on the total cost of what it cost me they did their math and they paid 30% of the part from the sidewalk to the center of the street. So this company also offered me a 5-year no interest deal on this. So I took that. So I'm paying $170 a month for this, and the city sent me a check for a little under $2,000.
Nice.
Nicely done, Bill.
Is that standard?
It worked out really well. Now, here's the plus with this. This deal
with these liners. These liners are guaranteed for 50 years, and they're transferable to the new owner.
Nice.
Now, I've been here 20. I'm planning on selling in the next five. I talked to the realtor before I did this, and they told me that it's a selling point. And again, remember, you guys were talking about, you know, making sure that you have that scoped out. The realtor said I could probably ask another $5,000 for my house and stay put on that because of having that liner in there.
Sure.
And they did a scope through there, and they showed me the thing all the way to the street, and it's, you know, just like a newborn baby.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, just smooth as glass all the way to the dump.
Have you ever had a colonoscopy, Bill?
As a matter of fact, I have, David.
Is it as exciting watching your sewer line camera work as seeing the pictures of your colon and the polyps on your colon? Which one is more enjoyable to you?
It was pretty close. I'd have to take my hands and go up and down on one and up on the other.
Okay, I don't understand that, but I'm going to cut you off right there because I don't need any further.
It's radio.
Yeah, it's radio, and I enjoy hosting a three-hour show here on WGN and don't need any further explanation and can't get in trouble. We're going to throw it over to Kevin to talk about cake. 312-981-7200. Please pick up Bill and give him as many Mr. Floyd cleaning products as he likes so he could stay on the air. All right, 312-981-7200. I don't know. That was going off in a direction. I just asked a very simple question, and I had a feeling he was taking us down a hole, a sore pipe that we couldn't get out of. 312, see what I did there, Mike?
No,
a little play on words. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. Text and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720. WGN.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show.
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Before we go around the horn here, real quick, Jeremy, for you, linoleum in utility room is yellowing. It's only 8 years old. Anything we could do to brighten it up except moving?
Could be the glue, the adhesive that they used. The Mr. Floor cleaning product for vinyl linoleum. Would, yeah. Well, they don't make that for linoleum, but vinyl. You could try it and see if that works. If that doesn't, I would reach out to Mr. Floor because they have a whole bunch of tips and tricks. Do not go to YouTube.
Got it.
Do not.
773, does that tie-dye shirt you're wearing come in double extra large?
Of course it does.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe had one just like it.
All right.
My mom wears it.
Says David Hochberg would look really good in one of those.
Yeah, well, these are like 1 year anniversary.
I don't need to know.
Okay, sorry.
I don't need to.
They're special.
I'm just saying, David Hock, Mike sends me.
You guys would look good in the
swag all tie-dye. The time.
I
haven't gotten a tie-dye shirt. I'm just saying.
Exclusive.
Would be nice. 312-9172. Sarah, nugget of knowledge on the way out the door, young lady.
Well, if you're looking at a concrete project and you're a big golfer, give us a call. You can go golfing with my dad for any concrete project over the price of $10,000 if you call our office today. But also, I want to reach out and speak to our commercial and industrial facility managers, owners. When you're looking at the budget dollars you have left for 2025, a solid investment could be converting your asphalt lot into concrete. Give us a call at 708-863-5735. Find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com, and we can give you a free consultation. Special shout out to my husband, Mike, and my father, Byron, for Father's Day tomorrow. The two most important men in my life. That's all I got.
Mr. Smith in Hanover Park wants to know if you guys go out to Hanover Park.
We sure do.
All right. Mike Houston, happy Father's Day to you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
What nugget of knowledge would you like to leave us with today?
Not every roof call that we make is for a full replacement. We do repairs to your gutters, your downspouts, your roofs, your tuck pointing. Please give us a call at 773-283-7675. Or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Mike, does Center Guard go to Salmons Point, Illinois? The postal address is Shabanzi, Illinois. It's in southern Kankakee County.
I would actually have to take a look at that. I don't honestly know if we would cover that because I've never heard of that.
Okay.
So I'll get back to that listener after the show.
Got it. And if they serve cake down there that can be eaten through your nose, would you send Kevin a service
at
a
cake? Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, without a doubt. He's an expert.
You have to.
815, yeah. Are there any bakeries that Kevin could stop in and snort a cake while he's down there? asking for a friend. Nugget of knowledge, Mr. Epping.
Yeah, just want to remind everybody about the few water heaters we have left for the special. The other thing is get your sewer camera for $245. You'll have a copy of that video forever. It's a good investment, and obviously it lets you know if you have any serious problems that could cost you a lot of money in the future. I wanted to reiterate that Peggy Johansson has won the water heater giveaway. So reach out to us, please, at 847-406-8883. And I just want to end with, to my father, Gary, you could not have been a better father. I appreciate everything that you've done for us and the family. And I hope you have a great day tomorrow. I love you.
All right.
Thanks.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
We have a longtime listener, Chuck, and asked this question. Dave, maybe you could help. Do appraisers look at the age of HVAC systems in water heaters?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there you go, Chuck.
Just
so
like they look at the
age of the roof.
Age of the roof.
Okay.
Got sure. It. Because it's got to be replaced.
Perfect.
Yeah. When did that come in?
It came in. We missed it. All it's right. Okay. 11:46 and then at 12:52. So right. I just want to make sure we addressed it.
Well, thank you for
way to go, Chuck. Thank you. If you have a home, we could help. 847-658-8989.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm golfing.
Yep.
And then spending time with the kids. I got a bunch of them, so that's what Father's Day is all about.
How many kids?
Five.
Five kids.
Five. And a beautiful wife.
All yours?
I believe so. Okay. I mean, one looks like the Amazon delivery guy, but that's okay. I'll take it.
That's all right.
Yeah.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, he moved it around.
Megapros.com.
I just want to let everybody know, all rookies, we've got now four choices for songs. Okay? Just wanted to open up a little bit.
Okay. One.
That's one.
Classic.
Classic. Okay, so that's one. Then we've got this, of course, for Stephen A. Leahy.
You'll never find.
Perfect. Lou Rawls.
And Barry sung that last week.
Barry crushed it two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, thank you.
We have this for the youngins.
Of course. Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Uh-huh.
I added that last week while that's you were good. Gone. YMCA, President Trump's favorite campaign stop song, one of them. And then I was driving in today, and this was on the radio, and I just thought I'd throw it on for a little diversity and range. No, that's a different one.
Yeah, that can't be it.
Okay. Yeah. Gotta have a little soul.
Yeah, obviously.
So you get all the listeners could write thank you notes for me for opening up this song category to just welcome our new guests. And if you're looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, and encumber the 5 D's, which are diapers, debt, downsizing, divorce, and death, I'm your guy. Because you know why, Jeremy?
All of those expenses are true.
Because we make mortgages fun. That's my new tagline, my new bumper sticker. 855-563-2843 or go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Kevin will be at the Kane County Fairgrounds to show everybody how to eat cake. Now, Kevin, the important thing is half the cake had... No, we're not stopping. Ben just said I have another 30 seconds to fill, so I'm going to fill it with you. There's the cake had strawberries and then chocolate cream.
Yeah, so how did that get up his
how
nose?
How did you fit a strawberry up? I can understand the chocolate cream.
I mean, it looks like a
cream.
Big nose.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, it's huge.
He goes snorkeling. The guy almost drowned. Okay? I'm just saying, that strawberry up a nostril, even though your nostrils are the size of like mega, I've never seen nostrils that large before. But how did you get that strawberry up and over and down into your throat?
Yeah, we're just curious.
You're
catching me off guard with this.
No, we're not.
It was whipped cream frosting. It was a little crevice.
Oh, it was shaving cream earlier. Wasn't it changing?
It's changing.
Okay, you caught me.
In defense of Kevin.
It was icing.
Oh,
yeah. He's been getting beaten up all day.
He's not
day.
Getting... Stay in your lane. What number are you?
Poor three? Kevin.
Stop yourself.
One. Mike
he just
Kevin.
Turned her off.
Mike won.
This is... Listen, you're
you
not,
can't turn me off.
Okay.
Please.
All right, challenge accepted. 312-981-7200. Thanks for listening. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Appreciate you listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Take care.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas and Sons. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. And Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.